Hey, what's up, guys? It's Kaylee.
And I'm hosting an alt-rock region of our March Music and Madness show today. It's my first time ever hosting, so hopefully I don't mess this up. And I'm joined here with Bobby Gaffney.
Yo, yo, yo.
Ryan Farmer.
Hey.
And the other Kaylee Henderson.
Hey.
And today we have 21 Pilots versus AWOL Nation in the first round, and then Fall Out Boy and Imagine Dragons. What do you guys feel about this matchup?
Fall Out Boy. Fall Out Boy. Fall Out Boy. That's it.
Well,
I don't care about any other matchup. Just Fall Out Boy.
So the problem is like, I found this out yesterday. I just realized it. It's such a coincidence that like the top four bands in our region are my top four favorite bands ever in the history of bands. So
and you have like 43 favorite bands, right?
Yeah, I have 43 favorite bands, but out of all of them, these top four bands are my favorite. So whoever comes out, really, I'll be happy with it.
It's gonna Fall
be
Out an Boy's coming out.
Ride. Yeah.
Fall Out Boy's coming out. I'm telling you.
I think it's gonna be 21
Pilots. I have
No.
I have 21 Pilots coming out.
Me too.
No, I have Fall Out Boy coming out. They're winning the whole thing.
Bobby feels really strongly about Fall Out Boy, and Dave feels really strongly about Imagine Dragons.
Well, Dave's gonna be really let down after today.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a letdown after today.
I mean, they're our top four seeds, so it could go either way.
Yeah, they're all really
Fall Out Boy's
bands,
our number two seed,
yeah.
And they're gonna beat 21 Pilots. I like 21 Pilots, but they're gonna beat them.
Mm-hmm. We have to like break up with one of our favorite bands so the other one can move on. All right, well,
Fall Out Boy's winning.
We're gonna start with our first song. It's Ride by 21 Pilots, and you're listening to the March Music of Madness, and here we go.
Wanna stay in the sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize on my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. But it's fun to fantasize. Oh, I'm falling, so taking my time on my ride. Oh, I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Easy to say, we have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man, but literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignored them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Oh, I'm falling, so taking my time on my ride. Oh, I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
Oh,
too much. Help me. I've been thinking too much. Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
Help me.
I've been thinking too much.
I've been thinking too much.
All right, that was Ride by 21 Pilots. I'm actually happy they moved up in the competition, even though they beat Death Cab for Cutie. But they've been around for a few years, and they've actually, like, really blown up. But Ryan has some facts for us about 21 Pilots. So.
Yeah, so if you've been listening to all of our latest broadcasts, you know that I always bring fun facts to the table about each of our bands. So something interesting, Tyler Joseph. You wouldn't think of him as someone that would play basketball, but actually before he committed to doing music, he actually went to Ohio State for basketball. He was actually really, really good. And when I tell people that, they don't believe me.
Have you ever seen him play?
I've seen like a video.
Oh, okay.
But so it's true.
If you don't have proof, then how's it true?
No, there's proof. You can look it up.
It's probably on YouTube.
That seems like a lot of work.
So I have a trivia question, and if you're listening and if you know the answer, you can tweet us. I want to see who knows, or any of you guys.
I probably won't know at all.
We'll give shout-outs.
One of 21 Pilots' music videos was filmed at Will Smith's ranch house.
What?
Which one was it? Which music video was filmed at Will Smith's house?
I have no idea.
I don't even know any songs by 21 Pilots, so can you just give me like four songs like to choose from?
Okay,
can we have like A and B?
Just give me like three songs to choose from. I'll give you four songs to choose from.
Stressed Out, Holding On to You, House of Gold, or Guns for Hands?
Oh geez. Oh wait, can you repeat them?
Is it House of Gold,
Stressed Out,
Holding On to You, or Guns for Hands?
Guns for Hands. Okay.
Well, if Bobby clearly doesn't know it, so we'll play our next song.
Thanks. Maybe I want to take a guess.
We'll come back.
You know what? I'll answer it when I come back.
Yeah. If you know it, tweet us at Nights Radio. I won't show Bobby.
We'll shout you out.
Yeah, we'll shout you out if you get it right. So.
Why don't you show...
Kaylee, no, what's our next
so
song?
Mean, you guys are
our
so
next
mean
song
to me.
Is Holding On to You by 21 Pilots. If you have any requests, tweet us in. Tweet us the answer to that question. And here's Holding On to You.
I'm taking over my body, back in control, no more shoddy. I bet a lot of me was lost, teasing, crossing eyes and dotted. I fought it a lot, and it seems a lot like flesh is all I got. Not anymore, flesh out the door, SWAT. I must have forgot, you can't trust me. I'm open to moment and close when you show up before you know what I'm off to see. And now that I write and think about it and the story unfolds, you should take my life, you should take my soul. Left side brain, you are.
21 Pilots, Holding On To You. That was our last 21 Pilots song. Actually, we have another one, Guns For Hands. But, Ryan, do you have the answer for that question?
Actually, I do, Bobby.
But I want to guess first. Is it okay. House of Gold?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah!
I gave Bobby four choices, so, yeah, it is House of Woo! Gold. The music video, House of Gold, for 21 Pilots, so was filmed at Will Smith's ranch house, which is really cool.
I got it before any of you. I'm smart. I'm just kidding.
And so Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn, the two members of 21 Pilots, they each have a X tattoo they got on stage one year. It represents their hometown, Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, they got them on stage.
Just an X. Wow. Just
an X.
Like a cross.
Josh Dunn's is behind his ear, and like Tyler's just like.
Is it Josh Dunn?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Josh.
Oh, they said Ryan Dunn. Okay. I like Ryan Dunn. He's a cool person.
No.
But he died, so it's sad. But I like Ryan Dunn.
So they're really big, like, when it comes to, like, staying true to their hometown. So they got that tattoo on stage, which is cool. They're really true to, like, where they came from, which not a lot of bands, they kind of forget where they came from. So they're very honest. And
that's what I could do for the talent show this year. I could get a tattoo of an X on stage.
That's
not a
cool,
talent.
Right? That's a great idea.
Unless
Bobby.
You give the tattoo
well,
yourself.
They did it. The 21 Pilots did it.
I will totally be there.
I can do
that.
It.
Give yourself a tattoo
okay.
on stage.
I'll even open it up to everybody.
If you go on At Nights Radio, you can tweet us requests from any of our four artists we're playing today.
Yeah, actually, Ryan, did you get tickets for the 104.5 birthday show?
I did. Oh, my gosh. I didn't get them for night two because that's the night of our graduation. But night one, 21 Pilots, AWOL Nation, Catfish in the Bottom, and, like, the front bottoms. Oh, my gosh.
I think I'm more excited
yeah,
for graduation than
it's
that.
It's weird because, like, they're playing with other competitors.
Yeah, that is so weird. I love, oh, my gosh, like, three of my favorite bands will be there. It's like a dream come true.
Are like all your favorite bands going to be there? Like in the top 43 bands going to be there?
No, there's only like around six bands playing. So no, three of my favorite bands are playing though.
Oh, three of your top 43
yeah.
favorite bands.
Yes. Yeah. Three wow. out of 43.
Let's just wait. Can we all just take a moment and sink that in? 43 bands.
Yep.
43 bands.
I like a lot of bands too. Yeah, off the top of my head.
43. Can you sing like every song by them? By all of them? Or can you sing like a lot of songs by all of
them? Yeah, a lot of them.
That's fangirling right there.
That is fangirling. Just 43 bands. Okay.
All right. We're going to play our last 21 Pilots song, Guns For Hands. Again, you're listening to March Madness of Music, the third annual. March Madness of Music, and this is 21 Pilots. was Gun for Hands by 21 Pilots. That's our last song for them. Kaylee has the results from the show, yesterday's show.
Well, I think I think voting's still open for the like voting, another like 30 minutes.
Yeah, the voting for the Honky Tonk region from yesterday, we have another 30 minutes before it closes, which is when our voting opens. It's really close as of right now. So, like, if you want to vote, go vote now for...
Vote Zach Brown Band, please.
It's Florida Georgia Line versus Zach Brown Band. Zach Brown Band is currently losing. And it's Luke Bryan versus Blake Shelton. And
Luke Bryan is dominating.
Vote Zach Brown Band.
But, like, Zach Brown Band and Florida Georgia Line are very close.
Or don't vote and just vote for the Alt-Rock region.
Yeah.
Our voting opens at 2.
Or you can vote for Zach Brown Band and the Alt-Rock region for Fall Out Boy.
Yeah. No, our voting opens in half an hour. 21 Pilots.
You can vote for 21 Pilots or AOL Nation. I don't really care about that, but as long as you vote for Fall Out Boy, I'm good.
I think it's gonna be 21 Pilots and Fall Out Boy in the next.
And then in the round after that, it's gonna be Fall Out Boy and whoever wins from the Grave Region.
I'm really excited now because I love AOL Nation, so like I can't wait to hear them and I can't wait to see how it plays out, you know.
This is gonna be a really close.
I like
really
AOL Nation. They're a good band too.
It's gonna be emotional.
But not as good as Fall Out Boy, obviously. But,
gosh.
But they're pretty good.
He brings that up at any chance he gets.
He's very passionate about Fall Out Boy.
Oh, AOL Nation's pretty good, but not as good as Fall Out Boy.
One of my pilots is pretty good, but not as good as Fall Out Boy.
I don't know. I feel like all bands have super current stuff out too, so it's like you can't.
But they're not as good as Fall Out Boy though.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! I'm gonna kick Bobby out of.
Who's Fall Out Boy?
Oh.
Who even is
Fall Out Boy?
What are they even?
They're boys that fall out of things.
Oh, God. All right, we're going to go to our... Unless you have something to say.
Fall Out Boy.
No, I'm just so excited. I think AOL Nation is like... They've been my favorite band for like... One of my favorite bands for like 3 years. They have so much energy. Their songs, you can just tell by listening. Like, just imagine seeing it live. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm really happy they moved up. I was getting kind of nervous, but yeah. I was like... Yeah.
Just to let everybody know, Fall Out Boy is not my favorite band. Green Day is for days.
He still loves Fall Out Boy.
But I love Fall Out Boy.
If you had to choose one, who would you choose?
Green Day, definitely.
Really?
I would choose Green Day in a heartbeat.
Wow, traitors.
And I like Nickelback.
Nickelback. Oh, get out.
Get out.
No.
Get out now.
All right. Bobby Gaffney, leave
Strauss is having
studio.
A heart attack out there.
This is our...
Leaving the studio.
This is a sign that we should just start the song.
Yeah, on that note. I'm about to get killed.
All right, this is AOL Nation, not Nickelback.
Fall Out Boy.
And it's called Windows. You're listening to the March Madness of Music.
Singing off in my head, lost off in my head, off in my head, lost
That was AWOL Nation with Windows. And Ryan actually has another fun fact. She said the funnest fun fact.
Yeah, this is actually the funnest fun fact I have ever shared in my whole life. Okay, so the lead singer...
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're positive about saying that?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay.
So the lead singer of AWOL Nation, his name is Aaron Bruno, and he used to have a band Under the Influence of Giants. I looked them up, and it was, like, really weird, but... Actually, he also worked with Hometown Hero, which is a band that Josh Dunn of 21 Pilots used to drum for.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't know if they were in it, like, working with it at the same time, but that's cool. Like, they both worked with the same band.
So, is that, like, the best fun fact ever or the best fun fact that you ever
That is a really good
said?
Fun fact.
I thought that was a fun fact.
It happens.
If it doesn't have anything to do with Blow Out Boy, then.
It goes with two of our bands, though.
Did you cry when you found that out?
I almost did. Just found that out right here. I was sitting here, like, on the computer looking at, like, all the facts, and I, like, freaked out. Because I remember reading, like, earlier that Josh Dunn worked with Hometown Hero, and so did Aaron Bruno, and they will both be at the 104.5 birthday show together. So, oh my gosh. I don't know how I'm going to survive that night.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Emotional.
I'm excited to hear Fall
Out
Boy.
I don't know if I'm going to survive.
I'm excited to hear Fall Out Boy.
We're going to see her on the news.
We understand, Ryan Bobby. Farmer. We understand you're excited for Fall Out Boy.
I don't think you understand.
I don't understand the level.
You don't
of excitement,
understand.
But
you don't. No. No. You don't.
I do,
Bobby.
I'm like. You think I'm down here, but you think
you're
I'm
like
a 2. You think I'm on like a 2, but I'm like all the way up at like a 29.
Bobby doesn't
000.
Know what
you're
two
like
is.
A 10, and you need to take it to a 2. That's
I
what you do.
Really appreciate Fall Out Boy. Like
better.
I saw them last summer when they were with Wiz Khalifa and Hoodie Allen, the Boys of Summer tour, and they like played their whole new American Beauty, American Psycho album.
They're really good. They're a really good band.
And I saw them, like, during Monument Tour with Paramore and New Politics. And they're so good each time. So I really hope I get to see them again. They are so good.
Yeah.
But who knows if they'll be Imagine Dragons. Just depends.
It's definitely going to be a really close matchup.
Yeah, I honestly can't figure it out.
Yeah, there's, like, no real way to tell. You can't, like, guess who's going to come out of it.
Well, you could guess, but it's not really
it's
like
it's gonna be wrong.
Right.
We're taking selfies out here. Oh yeah, shout out to Strauss too, 15 feet away,
and our radio
always
class.
A loyal listener.
Oh yeah, Eric,
go
Knights,
and he's
shout
stressed
out
too.
So.
Oh, I'm gonna give a shout out to my buddy out there, ASAP.
Go ASAP.
And shout out to Feeney's STEM seminar class who listens every day. Shout out to Feeney and all the students in there. We appreciate you tuning in every day.
Yeah, tweet us at Knights Radio and give us requests, comments. We'll give you shout outs.
I'd like to give a shout out to Fall Out Boy and
okay,
Green Day.
Okay,
and Green Day.
All right, that's enough, Bobby. Come on.
And on that note, here is AWOL Nation, Not Your Fault.
I'm
back.
Oh my gosh.
That was A1 Nation, Not Your Fault. That's going to be one of our last songs with them. I'm kind of bummed. I was really hyped that A1 Nation moved on. I really love them. Like, I feel like he could be in, like, such a harder band if he really wanted to, because the songs are so poppy, but his voice is so, like, raspy and stuff. Oh my gosh. Like,
I feel the same way. Like listening to their songs just get me so pumped up. And, like, Not Your Fault, that was actually, besides Sail, Not Your Fault was one of the first songs I heard by them. And I love just screaming the lyrics like I just did when it was on. But me and my friend Alexa, we literally sing it like every time it comes on. Like, we just scream it. It's like, it gets you so, like, energized.
Yeah, I just love his voice. I just like that raspy, like,
yeah,
I just love that sound.
I love that. It sounds so good, like, with their song. That's such, like, a unique thing. Like, not a lot of artists have.
Yeah, and they've been out for a few years, but I feel like they're getting, like, a lot of more radio play now. What Run just came out, 2015 or 16?
Yeah, last 15. Year.
And I feel like more people are definitely getting on that bandwagon, and it's good because they're a really good band.
That bandwagon.
Yeah, people
I've never
are
heard that.
Bandwagon.
Is that a slang word? Like a slang
yeah,
term?
Pun intended.
Yeah, that's like good.
That
pun intended.
Band fangirls.
Like, yeah. Before on the radio, the only song that was ever really played by them was Sail, but mm-hmm. from Run, like Hollow Moon and Woman is played so much. So I'm glad that, like, they're getting the attention they deserve.
And even that, like, you know when you hear a song and you hear it like 80 times and you're like, oh my god, turn this off.
Yes, I hate like when the radio overplays songs.
I can listen to Sail 10 times in a row and it still is great.
One song that I could never get enough of is that
Fall
Out
Boy.
That was for Paul Walker.
I know what you're talking about.
See you again. I don't care how many times that song is played on the radio. I will never get.
I'll turn it off.
Bored of it. But one song I did get bored of was Taylor Swift's song. What was it? It was played so much. It was like
like all of her songs are.
No. It was like a recent one that was like
Bad Blood is really overplayed.
Wait, what's the Shake It Off?
Shake It Off. Oh my god.
Don't say that in front of Strauss. Strauss loves that song.
I hate that song. I'm sorry, Mr. Strauss. But that's it's so bad now. It's so awful.
Strauss
is him the dirtiest look.
Sorry,
it's
Strauss.
So bad.
I think it's a good song.
Well, it's not though. But
Kaylee
like,
wants brownie points. She wants to keep her graded.
I listen, yeah. I listen to the radio every night, right? And there was this one station that song was played over and over again, at least 5 times a night, every night.
So like. Sadly for A1 Nation, like, I adore them so much, but unfortunately going up against a first seed 21 Pilots and them being a 4 seed, I feel like they may not be able to go on, but you never know, really. Yeah. They 21 Pilots could be upsetted, but we'll see how it goes. I love both of them, so whoever wins, I'll be really happy with it.
I definitely think that 21 Pilots has become a lot more like popular. Like, you don't hear about A1 Nation all that much, but they're still pretty popular though.
Yeah, they both are.
Well, let's lead us into our next song, Run by A1 Nation. Again, you're listening to the March Madness of Music.
Thank you. mistaken if you think that I'm awake and celebrating anything that I've become.
That was AWOL Nation with Run. That song gets you, like, really pumped up, right?
Yeah, it's the title track from their album Run.
Run.
So, it's, like, I feel like a title track, like, so the song is called Run, the album's name Run. So, like, I feel like a title track should really represent the album. And I feel like it does. Like, it has, like, the hype to it and it has, like, the beat drops and
yeah.
It's lit.
Yeah, we were saying that. We were like, it's lit when the beat drops. It's lit.
It's yeah, lit.
I'm pretty sure Strauss is out there. He's not. No one can hear him, though, so he should stop talking. But, all right, you thought we were out here, but he's not. So let's go into
our next matchup.
Fall Out Boy. Fall Out Boy and Imagine Dragons. We're going to start our first song out with Uma Thurman. And here we go.
Mountains, I can work a miracle, work a miracle. Oh, oh, keep you like an oath. May nothing but death do us part. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. Bury me till I confess.
All right, so we're back. That was Uma Thurman, Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy.
Finally for Bobby. Woo. The polls have just closed for the country region, but polls are open for the alt-rock region. So go and vote on Twitter at Nights Radio. Vote, vote, vote. Retweet, favorite. Tell all your friends. Are there any, like, voting yet?
Well, I have the results for the country region.
Okay, yeah, so we have the results for the country region.
Okay, so Florida Georgia Line won against Zach Brown Band with 54% of their votes, and Luke Bryan won against Blake Shelton with 78% of their votes.
I actually have a trivia question for apparently a huge Fall Out Boy fan.
Well, I'm probably not going to get it right because I don't Gaffney. Know anything about Fall Out Boy. I just know their songs.
Well, I don't know. You may get this. So, Fall Out Boy.
22.
No.
What?
So I guess this could be a two-part question. How many albums do Fall Out Boy have?
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, wow. I feel like I should know this.
Doesn't know the answer.
Do you want to take a song and you want to guess take, after the
just,
break?
Let me just, hold on, let me just take a wild, ooh. Let me just take a wild, sorry. Let me just take a wild guess and say 7.
6.
You were close, though.
You were really close.
For such a follow-up.
Yeah, 6.
I wish they had 7.
You tried.
So after this song, I'm going to give you the song. You should try and name all 6 albums.
Oh, that's going to be great.
So we're going to go to the next song. And unfortunately, we can only play 2 Fall Out Boy songs and 2 Imagine Dragon songs because we are running out of time and want to fit everyone in.
Can I just say that Fall Out Boy is winning 59% to 41% with 17 votes? All right.
So, okay. Well, there's still 24 hours left, so we'll see how it goes.
And 21 Pilots is beating A1 Nation with 89% and to 11%. Okay.
Excited to see how this goes.
All right, so we're going to go into a little old school Fall Out Boy with Thanks for the Memories, and here we go.
I'm going to make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show,
let the good times roll.
And I want
roll.
These words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, then put your fingers back to the key.
One night, one more time. Thanks for the memories.
One night, yeah, one more time. Thanks for the memories, thanks for the memories.
Boy with Thanks for the Memories. We went a little throwback there. Ryan has some stuff to say.
So their competitors are our third seed Imagine Dragons, and we're going to get onto them now, but like, I feel so strongly about Imagine Dragons. Like, my first favorite band ever, like, was, I started listening to them freshman year. Like, I liked music before that, but, like, the first band I ever felt, like, so strongly about was Imagine Dragons, so I'm so happy.
And one day she was just like, you know what, I'm tired of being Imagine Dragons.
No, that's
my favorite band, so I'm just gonna pick 21 Pilots.
That's not even what happened.
You broke up with them, Ryan.
No.
Yeah, you broke their heart. They're probably all crying right now.
You dumped them,
Wait.
Ryan.
Why do you think they say, why this do you
exactly
think they saying
what you did.
Radioactive? Oh, no.
Try and guess how many Imagine Dragons concerts I've been to.
10.
No.
17. Wait, is it more than 10 or less
no,
than 10?
No, it's less than 10.
4.
Oh, 6.
4.
Oh, I win!
I've been to 4.
That's not even that many. I thought it was going to be like 20-something.
I mean, I wish. I mean, they only come to Philly so often, but they're so good. I really enjoy seeing them.
Strauss, so. How many Imagine Dragons concerts have you been to?
I have been to 0.0.
Wow.
Nothing. Ryan.
What?
Since we're talking about how many concerts you've been to.
Yeah.
How many bands are your favorite band?
How many favorite bands do I have?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Wait, this is a trivia question. Let's ask
Kaylee.
We
were talking about this off air, and this is where I think this is kind of a violation. Usually,
43.
Say,
I have 43 favorite bands.
It's a violation.
That's not.
You can only have like 2 or 3 at most.
Okay,
you can't say that I have like 307 favorite
Strauss,
bands.
How many do you have? How many favorite bands?
Like 3.
Enlighten us. What are they?
Foo Fighters, Pearl Jam, and Led Zeppelin.
Woo!
If we're talking about my 2 or 3 favorite bands, then it's 21 Pilots, Imagine Dragons, and AWOL Nation. But you're cutting out my 4th favorite, who is Fall Out Boy.
Yeah,
so.
But you can't say that you have 43 favorite bands.
But
that's
I
right,
do.
So Ryan, come with me on this journey. You go to the ice cream place, and you're like, you can get all these different flavors. You can only get your favorite one. You can't say to the person, can I have a little bit of each one?
Give me 43 on the cone right now.
Right, you want
that's
all
not
43
like
on
the
a cone?
Thing.
No, it is exactly the same thing.
Ice cream isn't bands or bands.
You don't eat music.
Well, I mean,
and you
food.
Don't listen to ice cream.
It was a food.
You don't listen to ice cream.
You don't listen to ice cream.
You don't.
Well, I mean,
you
if
don't.
You're, if
you
like
don't.
Really want to, like if ice cream is your best friend, then you could try, but.
But it might not work out.
Oh, where's this conversation going to?
I don't
we're
know,
gonna,
but I do
gonna
know,
play the next
I do know
song.
This. I do know that the polling is open and the results are in from the last show.
Yes, and
Right now, Imagine Dragons is losing the Fall Out Boy 58%.
Oh, yeah.
42%.
Oh,
and
yeah.
21 Pilots is losing, I mean winning.
Yeah. Oh, Ryan's face.
Ryan's heart just dropped.
And like, no, I have a bone to pick with you when we play this next song. Oh. I'm going to come out there.
All right.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
you better watch out.
It's about to get real.
Look
out.
All right.
Lock the doors.
Play music. You guys are having a great show. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Good nights.
All right. Here we go with Radioactive from Imagine Dragons.
To the new age. That was Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Actually, that song was on Billboard Hot 100 for almost a year.
Yeah, that song is like the one song. I mean, I like so many songs, considering I have 4 or 3 favorite bands, you can just imagine. But that's like the one song. It's like my all-time favorite. I'll never get sick of it. And everyone's like, hey, Ryan, what's your favorite Imagine Dragons song? And I'm like, oh, Radioactive. They're like, really? That's like the most popular one. I guess like you don't even like them then. I was like, no, right. It's just my favorite. I love it so much. So, yeah, I'm really excited. And I can't wait to see if Imagine Dragons come out against Fall Out Boy or not.
It'll I can't wait really to see Fall Out Boy win.
It's definitely going to be a very, very close
Yeah, so match. Go vote. And
go vote for Fall Out Boy. You know Imagine Dragons is a great band. Go vote for Fall Out Boy.
At Nights Radio.
At Nights Radio for Fall Out Boy.
Unfortunately, we only have one more song left.
Which is going to play us out.
Yeah, so thank you for listening to our show today.
Tune in Monday for the Hip Hop Region.
Go Nights.
Go Nights.
Fall Out Boy.
So this is Ryan Farmer.
Kaylee Hendrickson.
And Bobby Gaffney.
And your host,
Kaylee Meyer.
Thank you for listening.
And this is our last song, On Top of the World by Imagine Dragons.
Thank you.